Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, July the 14th, 2023. 13 minutes past the hour, coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. It is Friday Night Live, and we have Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and new co-hosts. We've discussed this during the break in hour number one, Carrington and Nelson. So we're all here tonight, and we're all in agreement of that fact, that this is the new group every Friday night, 8 to 10, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it took us a while to get there. I don't want to mention the people in the past, but we had one. She, I don't think, knew she was here even when she was here. And yet we invited her back for a second try, and really didn't work any better the second time. So she's gone. And then we had the one with the boyfriend, who the boyfriend called in, and that got a little ugly. And then we had the one who was, she was fine, but I just think she... she's not into communication, right?
I think so.
And those were the three, right?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving anybody out here, am I, Sean?
No.
I have a little PTSD with some of those past hosts as well. But don't worry, because we got Carrington now, and you're doing a fantastic job.
You are.
Thank you. You know what they say, fourth time's a charm.
Fourth time's a charm, that's right. You know, I knew somebody who was married four times, and I think for them maybe fifth time was a charm. It's like a hand. You know, you get a hand. You think it's time to do the top 10 list? What do you think, Matt?
Yeah.
You want to do the top 10?
Top 10 list.
Are you on
nice.
Your phone during the show?
I was proofreading my Facebook post.
The show's not as exciting enough for you tonight. You got
to
do that.
I got to make sure I have it good to post to reshare it.
Well, you know what? Before we're going to do the top 10 list, I'm going to make an executive decision here because I have a little story to tell that goes with the top 10 list here tonight. Years ago. Now, does anybody here drink coffee?
Yeah, I drink coffee.
You're a coffee drinker. What kind of coffee do you drink?
Starbucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a cult, you know.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't say a coffee drinker, more like a Starbucks drinker.
Well, because I don't even understand Starbucks. I don't speak that language. Grande, Vente, Barista.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's like an entirely new vocabulary.
It's like you're in a different country when you go in there. It's a whole thing. I went in there and wanted, because I'm not a coffee drinker, but I like tea. I like a warm tea. And I tried to order a warm tea there. And do you want mint tea? Do you want green tea? Do you want lemon tea? Do you want a Swiss tea? I'm thinking, what in the world? What would a Swiss tea? Do you have holes in the cup? I mean, let's get serious. I just want tea, sugar, tea. That's it. A warm cup. Well, we don't have just tea. Well, you got 18 different kinds of tea, but you don't... It's very confusing.
That's when you go, what's your recommendation?
Oh, but then they'd probably give me that Swiss tea, and I wouldn't like that.
Okay. Fair enough.
But here's the... Do you like the coffee, Sean?
I do not.
You're not a coffee drinker. Matt, coffee drinker?
Coffee's okay.
I don't like the coffee, but... Now, this goes to Adam, because our list here tonight is about our friend Adam, who does the news, the weather, the obituaries, and has his own show here on the station, the Adam the Computer Guy show. Now, Adam, I know you're out there listening. Years ago, he played this little jingle. Do you remember the jingle?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to play it. I don't know why. The other night, this came across, and I had not heard this, but what he used to play, because his show is called Mid-Morning Coffee Break. I don't know if Adam was a coffee drinker or not, but it was called Mid-Morning Coffee Break. So he decided to play this old Folgers commercial for his theme song, and it was done by a group called Rockapella. Rockapella. Are you ready for this? This is the old Folgers theme that Adam used to play on his show by Rockapella, was the name of this group that toured around the country singing about coffee, I guess. So batten down the hatches at home. Here comes Rockapella on WGH.
Every day I wake up, pour myself up, and rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop, and all I do. The mountain gold aroma always coming, always coming. Oh, the best part of waking up, Folgers in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
those guys are just too happy about coffee, don't you think? They're stunned here in the studio. We've stunned the millennials. Are you millennials? No. They don't even know what they are anymore. No, they're stunned by that.
I have no clue.
I think it's Generation Gen Z.
Gen Z?
Gen X? Gen I have X? No idea.
Oh, they're...
I don't know.
There's so many.
I think they're millennials. But anyway, in any event, was that... They were stunned by that. Are you stunned by that coffee commercial?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a minute long. No, that was the surprising part to me.
Did you hear how happy they were about coffee?
Yeah, if everybody thought that way about coffee, they'd have a lot better mornings.
That was frightening to me. That used to be on a show here. And I was driving down the road one day, and that thing came on, and I'm telling you, I swerved. I about hit a tree after that thing played. You know what I'm saying? I mean, has anybody ever been that happy about any morning breakfast beverage as those people are? That's about coffee.
I'd sing about orange juice.
Really? Like that?
Yeah.
Let's check back in with them, okay? Mold of this, what a waking up. Sponges in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony. Take it home. Do-up, do-up, diddy. Do-up, do-up. It's a new up, shibop for me. Mold of this, what a waking up. Sponges in your cup. Now, see, Carrington, you were getting into it there.
I like it. I think I'm the only one. I don't hate it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you're a Swiftie, though, so that's like a Swiftie type of thing, right?
No, I don't wanna put that on the rest of the Swifties. I think this is a me thing.
Now, you went to a Swiftie concert, a Taylor Swift concert. Where was this at?
Cincinnati.
Now, did you have to pay $1 billion a ticket? I heard the tickets were going for $1 billion. And those were the cheap seats.
Yeah, for sure. Almost $1 billion, definitely.
Well, what is it with those Swiftie tickets that it's $1 billion?
I think it was just like the energy around it. You know, one person's like, I want it, and then everyone's like, oh, I want it too. And then it's like, how much are you willing to pay? And then my friend's mom asked me, how much do you want to pay? And I said, I want to smell Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah, that was
my
response.
You want to smell her?
Not actually, but I was saying I wanted to sit close.
She said she wanted to smell her. Do you understand that? Now, Sean, what rock stars have you wanted to smell in your life? Let's go down the list here.
Nobody.
I don't know that I want to smell anybody.
Yeah.
Matt, who have you wanted to smell?
Nobody.
I don't think I've ever wanted to smell. Really? Did you get a chance to smell her?
No, we weren't that close. We paid a lot to sit pretty far away.
Darn it.
Yeah.
How am I? I'm sad for you. Maybe that's what you're doing. So, how much did you end up paying for the tickets?
Like $400-something.
$400 for a faraway seat where you can't even smell the girl?
Yeah, I know. I wish I could have sniffed her, but...
Well, you sniffed her. So, that's more of a sniff, not a sniff. You know, people have been arrested for that. I know, I'll tell you, if you can't be sniffing people, you're going to get in trouble.
I'm sorry.
What do you think she'll smell like?
Good. It's Taylor Swift. What do you mean?
I was asked to go to one of those concerts, and honest to God, I saw it on the television, and I was frightened because those people, they cry and they sob and they it's like an apostle's on the stage there or something. See, I just can't deal with that.
Yeah, some people have said it's like a religious experience.
Well,
going
what is
to this
that?
Concert. I don't know. I don't think I'm that deeply invested. I kind of felt like a fake fan at points. I was like, oh shoot, I don't know this song. I hope nobody realizes I'm not singing because they might riot. It's like, oh, I'm here. I paid the money to be here, but like somebody else is outside the stadium that would rather be inside.
You're not a true Swiftie.
I am. It's just, I think other people, like, I'm not crying at the concert or anything.
Are there people lined up outside?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why?
No, there's security trying to, like, for people trying to get in the stadium.
They're trying to rush the stadium.
Yeah, I think they would if they could.
Just to see this girl, Swiftie.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Ooh, I don't know. I like a lot of them. She has such a range, you know, she goes from pop to country. I like a lot of her new ones, like Bejeweled is really good.
Bejeweled?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's like, best believe I'm still bejeweled. I'm not going to sing, though. I already went
that
over
that. That was close.
Yeah, that was a little.
What is bejeweled, though? What does bejeweled, though, mean?
Well, the message behind the song is like,
best believe I'm bejeweled.
I'm still bejeweled, yeah.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled.
Yeah.
So really what she's promoting is bad English.
No.
Best believe I'm still bejeweled. That sentence is not grammatically correct.
If Taylor Swift says it's grammatically correct, then it's grammatically correct.
If I got close to sniff her, I would have to point out that your sentence is not grammatically correct, Taylor Swift. That's all I'm saying. So, but do you like the oldies? Because Matt and I heard the Our Song.
That's a great one.
Oh,
yeah.
Sing us a little bit of that.
Our Song is a Slam and Scream Doors.
That's
I'm done. I'm done.
No, that was good. Slam and Scream Door. That's what we heard at the fair, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either. What does that mean? Do you know what that means, Sean?
No, it's like...
Our Song's a Slam and Scream Door. Huh. I never slammed my screen door.
I broke mine off the hinges.
Did you? Yeah. That's a shame. Yeah. Well, what does the song mean from a Swiftie?
That song? It's just like, it was about their whole relationship, you know, and like everything that like reminded her of their relationship.
Are they broken up?
Yeah, this was a while ago.
That's how Taylor Swift writes all of her songs.
Well, see, this is why I...
That's not all of them.
See, that's why I like Taylor Swift, and I've said this before on the air. She's a brilliant person because she goes and she dates these guys, and then she uses it for songs, and then we don't know who she's singing about, but we all want to know because she's had these relationships.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. No,
she's never been married, has she?
No.
No, that's good. Avoid that like the plague. But, that was something we were going to bring up tonight, Matt. Marriage, because we've talked a lot about how marriage is poison on this show, and people just make up a bunch of nonsense. I mean, and listen, if you're married out there, I'm not trying to offend you. All I'm saying is I have never been married. I have been engaged, but I did not realize it. But marriage is like, even saying the word, I get like flop sweat. I can't. In any event, the point is, some people get married so often the judge sends them Christmas cards. You know, they see him so often that he sends them a Christmas card every year. But what we were going to talk about is we ran into a gentleman the other day, not going to say his name, because we don't want to, you know, any bad press here. Young kid, 23?
I think so.
Okay, and he's told us the other day that he's going to propose to his girlfriend. And Matt and I tried to talk him out of this. And he said those fatal words. Once you hear these words, give up. You're not going to talk him out of it. She's the one. She's the one. What does that mean?
It's been a year.
We stood each other for a year without killing each other. Time to put a ring on that thing. She's the one? It's like I never met anybody like you. Those are my two favorite sayings. I've been married 17 times, but I never met anybody like you. Well, I'm glad it took you this long. Oh, there's our listeners. Thank you. Sean, what do you make of this? A poor young lad in his youth, 24 years old, going to get married because she's the one. That's the reasoning.
I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him too.
Yeah.
Carrington, you might feel a little different. That's why we need the woman's perspective here. What do you think?
I love love. This makes me sad that you guys are all so anti-marriage.
No, we're not against love.
Oh, just marriage.
Just marriage.
Just marriage.
Love is fine.
What's the specific about marriage? Just like the legal part of it? It's like, whoa, we can be in love. We just don't need to get the government involved.
Well, because I think the government's going to be involved again during the divorce. And I feel that, do we really need to get that much paperwork involved just so we can live together and maybe go to a movie every so often?
I mean, it's up to the person, I guess. I don't know. I don't think there's a problem with marriage. I mean, I guess if you think about it and you guys both decide that's what you want, then you're agreeing to pay this much money to, you know, fill out the papers, and then you'll pay that much money to fill out the papers to get divorced if that's what you want.
But I just feel it's a flawed process because I believe it's like a death pact. Because if you listen to the vows, it's till death do you part. Doesn't that sound like a suicide pact?
Yeah, that's a little intense. You can use your own vows. You don't have to say that. No one's going to make you.
Oh. Well, see, maybe I'll... Well, no, I just have no interest in that sort of thing. I think... Because I believe if I'm living with somebody or I'm dating somebody and I'm not leaving, that's enough. Well, what do we need paperwork?
I don't know. That's... I'm pro-marriage, though.
So you're hoping to get married?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I would like to.
You want to be the one?
Yeah, I want to be the one. It's about feeling special.
But I mean, is that really, if some guy laid that line on you, would you be okay? She's the one?
It depends. If it's somebody you just met, that's love bombing. So no.
Love bombing? Now somebody, did you bring up that term the other day?
I don't think so.
I just learned this term, love bombing. I did not realize that there was such a thing as love bombing. Do you know about this?
I have no idea.
I do know about this one because somebody told me about this the other day. Now tell me if I'm wrong here. Love bombing apparently is in the beginning of a relationship where you're not yourself. You're kind of a phony. You're buying all the dinners and you're doing all the driving and you're being much nicer than you normally are because you want the person to fall in love with you. So you're really not being your true self.
Yeah, I think it's that along with, like, telling somebody that you love them. It's like, you maybe you've only known them for a few weeks. Like, how can you love someone
right.
in that amount of time?
That's baloney.
So it's just too early. It's like whenever you just rush into it. And
so a lot, but I that is so weird. What are the odds in 1 week I would hear the term love bomb twice? Now, the first time I had no idea what it was, and once a person explained it to me, I still didn't understand what it was, but I'm glad we got through it tonight. Because I believe people are, that's what we talked about during 1 week was how. And I'm not trying to be mean to women here. I like women. I'm just saying that more often than not, it's the guy who buys everything. And so the guy is kind of falsifying himself to the girl by doing that.
I disagree. It depends on the relationship. And maybe that's how the media presents it, but
I'm the media.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
how I present it.
All right. That's what Scott says.
No. I'm just saying that I think that, the man, typically, for many, many years, has bought the dinners and opened the door and, you know, does that stuff that sends flowers. Like, I don't know that a woman would ever send a guy flowers.
I don't think that a guy would necessarily want flowers. I don't know if he would appreciate it the same way. If he would, you know, I would ask him if he wanted flowers and, like, I would do it if that's what he wanted. But, like, wouldn't he rather probably have, like, food?
So if you're bringing somebody food, that's love bomb?
No. Love bombing is more of like just knowing somebody for a short time and being like obsessed with them, where it's to a point where it's like you don't know them enough to be claiming
okay.
that you're in love.
Let's say if you know somebody like 2 months and you say, oh, I never met anybody like you, or you're the one. Now, is that love bomb?
Yeah.
There you go. I think that's right.
The only time I've heard the term love bomb used, it's in cult recruitment.
You think people have been love bombed, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
And guys, I'm not saying it doesn't happen with guys. I'm not saying guys can't be love bombed. I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying on anybody's behalf who believes that they're getting the real person in the first 6 months of the relationship, that's just not true. You don't show your warts in the beginning. And if you think that's the real person, that's not the real person. Now, that's not to say that the person's awful. You're just not getting the real person. And that is naive on men and women's behalf.
Yeah.
Don't go in naive. Understand that, because, you know, they'll buy Swiftie tickets in the beginning. They'll take you everywhere. But eventually, that will stop. And then that's when the relationship stops. Right?
I think
so. Are we in agreement on this?
I totally agree.
Everybody agree?
Yep.
What
yeah.
do you think, Carrington? You
yeah.
sure?
Yeah. I think you can, like, you can go on dates and do nice things still once you're in the relationship. Like,
you know, my favorite part of the relationship's the end. I enjoy when the end finally comes, because it's like relief. You know, you have a good meal, you sit down, you're happy for that meal, you eat the meal's good, but when it's over, you sit back and you relax and you say, wow, that was a good meal. I'm glad it's over. It's very nice. I think that, let's go to the top 10 list.
Top 10.
All right, this is a good category. From the home office in Columbus, Ohio, written by our good friend Bob Welsh, Top 10 Reasons Why Adam Belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. And this is in quotes, I'm sure you will agree with me. Now, he says that all the time, every time he calls in. I'm sure you will agree with me. That's why it's in quotes. So let's get the drum roll going here for the top 10 list tonight. This is going to be good. Here we go. Now, of course, we've completely ripped this off from David Letterman. Just so you know, this bit is totally stolen. But that's why we do it on this show. Here we go. Keep up with the drum roll. See, we lose it every time I start to talk. The guy stops beating the drums. I think he's got to relax his arms or something. Okay, here we go. Top 10 reasons why Adam belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. Number 10, single-handedly preserves the WWGH archives. Well, we got to give him that. He does do that. Does he not, Sean? Yes. Yes, he does. Another nod on me.
Oh, I love these. Nod,
there's
yeah.
nothing better on radio than a good nod.
I didn't realize I was doing a nod.
I know. Here we go.
I'm tired tonight.
He does produce, preserve WWGH archives. Thank you. All right. Number 9. Never allows for dead air. I've never heard dead air when Adam's on the line. Yak, 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 yak. All right, number eight on the list. Top 10 reasons why Adam belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. Number eight, knows everything about 80s music except Tiffany. He got a question on Tiffany one time, and he couldn't answer the question. Very upset. Did anybody know anything about 80s music here?
I don't know time periods, but I know a lot of music.
He didn't know that, okay. Number seven, makes jokes so funny that even he laughs at them. All his jokes, he's laughing at them. Number six, appreciates good-looking women politicians. There's a whole problem there, I'm telling you. I don't know what that's about, Sean. Have you ever noticed that with him and the women politicians?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's scary. It is scary to listen to that. Top 10 reasons why Adam belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. Number five, never lets his personal opinions get in the way about COVID masks. Well, we've never heard him talk about that, have we?
No.
No, he never talks about COVID masks on the air. Only all the time. All right, number four, knows the better answers for Family Feud. He always calls in when I'm doing Family Feud, and he'll say, I know this is not on the list, but this is a better answer than what you have. So that's why he belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. All right, top 10 reasons Adam belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. Number three, as an investigative reporter, he applied for a job at the Tobias Road Marijuana Cultivation Farm. There's been some suspicion over the years that maybe Adam partakes in something. We don't really know, but there's you know, whatever. Number two, has the coolest nickname, Windpipes. That is his nickname, Windpipes, here on the station. Wouldn't you like to have a cool nickname like Windpipes? All right, are you ready for number one?
I'm going to be excited.
This better be big. We got to bring it home with number one. Number one reason why Adam belongs in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame, I'm sure you will agree with me, most improved fruitcake tosser. And there you go. That's the list tonight. He was the most improved fruitcake tosser. All right, let's go to the phones. Well, call back. 740-383-9944. I didn't get over there quick enough. Do you agree with those reasons, Sean?
Yes, a couple of them. Yeah, the fruit toss is definitely a...
The fruitcake toss. He is the most... He was last year's most improved fruitcake tosser. So, Adam, there you go. Reasons you should be in the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame. That was exciting, wasn't it?
Always. Top 10 lists are always nice.
You know, we've had some cool top 10 lists over the weeks. Nicknames for Me, as given by Abby. That was an interesting list. We had, well, let's go to the phones now. Maybe a callback here. All right. Well, the phones just don't seem to be working right for me at this particular moment, but we're going to get this call. I promise. What'd you think of the top 10 list, Carrington?
I liked it. I'd like it a little more if I knew exactly who Adam was.
That would be very, it'd be very comedic.
Yeah.
If you understood who Adam was.
Yeah,
maybe next week we'll have a top 10 list that is more in line with this show. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I got back on the line just in time to hear the top 10. I didn't mean for that drum roll to go clear through. I like to hear the attention getter. As you're listening to the program, here comes the drum roll, and then you'll pay attention. But, yeah, it's not like you don't like music and talk. I hate that when I can't. But thanks anyhow. Everything's going well. The show's going good. But the drum roll, just to begin it, that was the fine. But I didn't hear all of it real good, but thanks, Scott.
Okay. Well, next time I see you, I can give you the top 10 list. I'll sign it and give it to you. Oh, well, we'll pass that out. Why not? It's a piece of memorabilia. I don't want it, so why not get it out of here? So did the drum roll overpower the top 10 list?
I think so.
Oh, I wish somebody would have said something.
A little bit.
Because there's no way I'm going to read that again.
I mean, I thought it was fine.
Okay. Well, did everybody hear the top 10 list? If anybody else had a problem, let me know. I'll be glad to take your complaints. 740-383-9944. All right. Next on the list here. Oh, here we go. Here's another phone call. Maybe this time we'll connect it properly. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
I would just like to commend Bob on the list, because I was the one that stumped Adam with the Tiffany question.
Did you hear? Did the drum roll overpower it?
No. It was perfect.
Okay, so you heard
perfect
it.
Medley.
Now, you know Adam, so were you like hunched over with laughter at home?
I was, especially when you were talking about the face mask, because I remember he hand-delivered one of my prizes or something to the transit, and it was when COVID was going on, and I had a mask on. He said, how about we get a picture? I said, okay. So I'm standing beside him, and he goes to snap the picture. He says, take that thing off your face. So he says it with so much, like, authority, and I was like, okay.
We're nothing if not polite here at this station.
Yeah, he said, take that thing off your face.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the top 10 list.
I did. I'm really enjoying this show. Keep up the good work, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, okay, some people heard it, some people didn't, but see, Pete, if you knew Adam, you would understand why that's funny. And Carrington, you'll be in the Fruitcake Toss this year along with Matt. That is our big Christmas time event.
Wow, I am excited.
We toss real fruitcakes.
Yeah?
For distance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's really...
Better start working out my fruitcake throwing arm.
You have to get that revenge body going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, we toss fruitcakes in the...
Underhand.
The underhand. It has to be an underhand toss, but we get the police chief involved, and the sheriff comes, and the mayor comes, and the treasurer of the United States comes, and we all stand out in the yard in December and freeze to death and throw fruitcakes. It's a
wow.
night. It's a party. It's a party in and of itself. And we all love the fruitcakes. Now, here's the next question on the list tonight. Thanking people on Facebook. Now, is this false or what? I think it's very false. When I see somebody thanking somebody else on Facebook that's not in a work setting. Now, I think thanking coworkers on Facebook is fine. But I think if you're thanking somebody like you live with or see all the time, just tell them. Why do I need to see that you're... This comes back to relationships, too. When I see somebody saying something nice about their boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, I know that thing's about to end. Because why do I need to see that? I don't need to... Just go tell them. Just go say, hey, you know, you're great. You don't need to post that on Facebook. We don't need to see that. We don't care. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I totally agree. Just like, you know, texting people all the time. Oh, thank you. And just tell them in person.
Yeah, if you are living with this person or you're dating this person, why do we all need to be aware that they're great? We don't think they're great. And we don't care what you think, right?
Yes.
There you go. What do you think, Matt?
I think most of the time when people put a post on, like, Facebook, like, talking about how their significant other or whoever else they're talking about is so great, I think that... Things are probably going not so great. Not
That's
so
what
great
I
in
think.
A relationship.
When I see one of those, I know it's coming to an end. Because I know that other person has said, you're not saying enough nice things about me. So I have to prove it to you. I have to get on the Facebook and I got to write this little thing out about how great you are. What do you think, Carrington?
Yeah, I think sometimes it can seem like it's almost for forgiveness, you know? It's like, oh my gosh, I love you so much, and they're doing it, like, maybe something happened, you know? Maybe they cheated, who knows? It almost seems like they're trying to win them over or something.
Well, exactly. Like I said, I use Facebook, but I use it for promotion because I have a radio program, and you got to get people to listen, and I also thank people who do nice things. Like, I'll thank Matt for running video or coming in when he doesn't have to, and Sean for doing video and things like that as well, taking pictures. But I don't feel the need, if I'm in a thing, to tell them on Facebook. I'll call them, or I'll at some point I'll see them and I'll tell them. The world does not need to know that I think they're great.
Yeah, but I mean, social media in general, it's not like, a lot of it's not necessary, you know, like Mother's Day posts, Father's Day posts, the significant other posts, all of that, really.
It's not necessary.
Yeah.
You know what I hate even worse than that is when somebody dies and people start posting on they're dead. Do the people know they're dead? Because they ain't reading Facebook anymore. Let me tell you, they are gone. They've went on to their reward. They're past Facebook. You know? Is that really the time to be saying, gosh, you are so great. You are just the best. They're gone. They ain't reading that. I'm sorry. Yeah, you should have said it before you died.
Yeah.
You should have wrote a Facebook face saying, I love you, you're great, you're wonderful, tag. You don't do it when they're dead. They're dead. Do people know that? They're dead. What do you think, Carrington?
I mean, I agree, but like I said before, you know, all of social media is really just like, it's not necessary, the things you're posting and saying. You don't have to do that.
No, but I think promotion is necessary because I want people to tune in, and if I take the time to do it, I want people to listen. So I believe that is necessary, but I don't believe people need to know about my personal life.
Promotion's almost just like advertisements, though, and why are people going to get on social media at all if they're just looking at ads and, like, you know, things of...
Yeah, but I don't. But I don't need to know what you had for dinner, and I don't need to know that you like your boyfriend or your girlfriend. I mean, I assume you do while you're together.
That's true.
You
that's
know?
True.
I don't need the obvious. Let's put it that way. You know, that's what I'm saying, Matt. You understand what I'm saying here?
I do.
Yeah, that's where you get all your news is Facebook, right?
No. Absolutely not.
Sean, is it too much?
It is too much. It's overwhelming.
It's too much.
That's why I block a lot of people.
Yeah, because they're just putting too much out there.
Yeah.
You know, I think we just need a little... We're getting a little sad here for a second. We need to happy it up for...
Every day I wake up for myself,
best part of waking up. It's
boy, give me a cup of coffee.
I'm not gonna roll my always coming.
These guys are on Facebook. Rockefella. We just turn that down a little bit.
I appreciate it. We should message him.
You think? Maybe they'll come on the show.
Yeah.
Once they hear Bill Cosby's been here, they'll run right in here. I don't know if I can take these guys. Is it just me, or are they too excited about coffee?
I mean, I assume because it's a Folgers ad, they were probably paid to look happy about coffee.
Yeah, but do we need to sing about coffee? What are they even saying? I understand that part. See, but here they go. They're talking a different language there. That's like Taylor Swift language. I don't understand that. What is that? That's like Wizard of Oz.
That's music.
Is that you like this?
It's not bad. Boy, it's a jingle, you know?
It's something. It's terrible. But it's kind of, when you hear it, it gets on your nerves in a good way. What's something that gets on your nerves in a good way? Kind of like this show. You know, everything that gets on your nerves, but you'll stick with it. Okay, there we go. That's enough of that. But, I don't know. They're just a little too happy about coffee. You think?
Well, I'm with Adam then. Adam. I'm sorry.
See, you did it too! You did it too!
With Matt. I'll agree with Matt on this because...
There you go.
They're paid to do it.
Well, yeah, but I mean... What is Rockapella? What kind of name is Rockapella? I love that you called him Adam because you have been on me for weeks for calling him Adam, and now you did it.
So it's you now.
There you go. That is the perfect moment for this show, I think. That's going to be on a highlight reel for next week. That's going to have its own little sound clip. Because you called him Adam, I didn't call him Adam. So what do you think, Adam? What do you got?
I think that if I got paid to sing about coffee, I'd be pretty happy too.
You want to do a little bit of that?
No.
Try it. Do wop, do wop, do wop.
Do wop.
Whatever that mess is. Okay, well, here's something that that happened. The other day, again, and maybe this falls under the relationship category, which is kind of the theme tonight. I have now in my house a collection of things that aren't mine. Now, but I don't know whose they are. Like, I have an earring, and I have a necklace, and they're not mine. And I think they're somewhat expensive, but I don't know whose they are. And I really don't know why they were left there, to be honest with you. So I don't know what to do with these things. What do you think? Pawn?
Yeah, pawn them.
Pawn them. Because I can't go around asking
people. How long have
they
been there?
You know, I really don't know. You stumble on these things after a while. You know, like you're cleaning a stand, and behind the clock there's an earring.
Maybe it was a girl's tactic so you would call her back. She left it there. It's like, oh, you got to call her, and then you just didn't realize.
Do girls do that?
Yeah.
They leave their earrings?
Items?
So have you left something at a boy's house?
No, I have not personally done this, but I know that that's a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I never called him back. I didn't even realize. How would I know whose it was?
You have not many women in and out.
Oh, they're in and out like a swinging door.
Well, I guess they just didn't know that, you know.
No, I mean, at this point, what do you do?
I mean,
pawn shop.
Yeah, depending on how long they've been there, if nobody's come to claim them, I would just literally pawn them.
And it's a nice necklace too. It's got like a little heart on it. I don't know what it says, but there's some kind. It looks like a locket or something. Looks like something passed down from somebody's grandmother. Why would you leave that?
Does it open?
I haven't got that deep into it yet. I just kind of laid it over to the side and said, I don't think this is mine.
He said, not mine.
Not mine. Have you ever had something left at your house that wasn't yours?
Oh, I have, actually.
Okay, and what'd you do with it?
It wasn't worth anything, so I threw it in the trash.
If it had been worth something, what would you have done?
I probably would have sold it. But you know what? I think a good idea for you, I think you should get it appraised.
Get it appraised,
yeah.
And see what it's worth.
Yeah.
And then sell it.
Yeah, because pawn shops will rip you off.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Matt?
Well, I mean, you got to go to a pawn shop to get it appraised.
We might be taking
it. Yeah, a jewelry store.
Yeah, a jewelry store might do it.
Yeah.
I think it was a bad idea on their part to leave their jewelry there. Why? Why would you do that? Again, people aren't right.
I mean, if it's been there long enough for you to, like, just now realize it, I think that the person probably doesn't realize it's gone either.
Don't you think that's a bad tactic? Carrington, though, if you like a boy to leave your stuff.
But the idea is that then he would call you back and be like, oh, you forgot this. It's like, oh, no, we have to meet up again. Shoot. Unless they just don't realize it's there.
That seems to me like a pretty weak plot. I don't know. There's got to be better ways to do. How about, hey, can I see you again?
I don't know. I'm just saying I know that that's a thing. I'm not saying I've done it.
You know, I do have somebody's pillow. Somebody left their pillow at my house. And I don't know what to do with it. Throw it away, I think, is what I should probably do with it. And I don't even know why they brought a pillow. See, that to me in the beginning was like a big red flag. Why are you bringing a pillow over? Because nobody walks in your house with a pillow. They just came over with a pillow one time. Oh, here I am. And then it just left it
did
there.
Did this person bring a toothbrush, too?
No. They wouldn't have got in the door if that had happened. Go ahead, caller.
With the My Deal Locals.
Yeah, you know, Scott, in today's world, they're going to be leaving you their nose piercings and their tongue piercings and, you know, their jewelry for that stuff. And
well, it might not be an earring. It might be a tongue ring.
Right, you know.
Well, what do you think I should do with it is the question.
What you're getting today, I mean, you might want to be wary of it, too, where it's been, you know.
I don't like to have people over for that reason.
Yeah, if they took it off, you know, you might be wary of it. It might come from some place you might not want to handle it. You know?
Always meet in public.
Yeah.
Always, never let them know where you live.
Well, that internet stuff, people.
Well, they already know where you live if they dropped
it. Dates online and people putting stuff on Facebook.
Oh, don't date anybody online.
You know, a lot of times people post stuff. Maybe they do something that might not be up and up or something. But, you know, when you got your stuff posted all over, you know, a criminal doesn't need to know what your kids look like, where they go to school, what time they get off, what intersection you pick about.
Do you care what somebody's doing in their relationship?
Not as long as it don't hurt me.
There you go. I think you're right. Well, I appreciate the opinion. Hey, how your best Friday night show ever? We getting there yet?
Yeah, we're pretty close there.
We're pretty close. All right, thanks. Well, yeah, I think, I let these people get too close to where they could drop their stuff off. So what I should have done is met them at, like, Steak and Shake. And we wouldn't have had this problem. Then Steak and Shake would be saying, whose earring is this? But it's really not good. That's what I've learned over the years. That's the advice I would pass on to younger people, is don't let people know where you live. Because once they know where you live, then they want to come over. And then, I mean, I can't even get into the flower pot thing that resolved itself last week. But, honest to God, that's what happens.
The flower pot situation has got to be one of the best things to happen in the time that I've been here. It was a good story.
Do you like the flower pot story, Sean?
I didn't get to hear the end result, but I heard the beginning.
I love.
Oh, okay. Do you want to hear the flower pot story, Carrington?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Okay. Here's the flower pot story. I hate to take up time with this, but here's what happened. 2 years ago, there was a friend of mine. I was doing a garden. And I was trying to grow tomatoes, and it wasn't going very well. So a friend brought over their great big, flower pot. And tried to plant the tomatoes in there to make them grow. And it didn't work, so I just had this big flower pot with dirt in it. Nothing in it, but dirt. So I set it out on my front porch, and it was there for like a year. And nobody ever bothered it, nothing. And then somebody came and landscaped my yard. Mulched it, did all this stuff, and I don't know who it was. To this day, I don't know who it was. But the flower pot was gone. I walked out on the porch, and the flower pot's gone. So I come on here, and I say, I'm going to send the person who took the flower pot to jail. They're going to do a hard time. When I find out who took the flower pot, they're going to jail. They clearly have a character flaw, and I'm going to send them to jail for the maximum amount that the law will apply, because you can't walk on my porch and trespass and steal things. So,
they did mulch your yard, though.
I don't know if it was the same people or not.
Oh.
So the flower pot's gone, and last Friday, we were broadcasting from the fair. You remember that. That's where we met. And so we were, that's where your rehearsal happened. So we were doing the fair broadcast, and I leave my house at like 2:30 in the afternoon, and I go over to the fair, and there's no change. I get home last Friday night at like 11:30, and I'm pulling in, and it's so bright on my porch. I said, what is on my porch? And I go out there, and the flower pot has returned, and it's full of orange and yellow flowers, and they're just boom, and out. I mean, it's like a, it's gigantic bouquet of flowers now. And I don't know who did that.
It sounds like you have a secret admirer.
Well, see, but I don't need that. Because that to me sounds like trouble. That sounds like, oh, isn't it nice they mulched your yard? Oh, isn't that nice they filled your flower pot? And then I'm on the 6 o'clock news with my throat slit.
You think
that's how that story ends.
You think it's your fiance from Kroger?
I don't even know who that is. I don't know anybody, and I you know, honestly, it's upsetting a little bit, but I like not knowing who it is, though, because I think if I knew who it was, that would, because I think somebody's probably doing something nice, clearly, so I appreciate that, but I like that I don't know. I like the mystery of it. I like that, and, you know, don't ever tell me who did it. I don't want to know. I just like it this way. You know, the flower pot's back, it's full of flowers, the yard is mulched. We're okay.
Just remember, just come back next year.
Just come back next year and do it again. You don't need to tell me then either. But what do you make? That's your favorite story, Matt.
It's one of my favorite stories.
What do you think about that?
I think it's kind of funny. I mean,
it's a true story.
I think it's kind of funny that they returned the flower pot because, I mean, I guess they were. I think the plan was to return the flower pot anyways. But I think it's just funny that. Like, they had to, the person who took the flower pot originally had to hear you go on the radio and threaten jail time.
Well, I think they must have, and I hate that I had to be so harsh with that, but I felt violated. I felt intrusive. I felt, you know, like somebody had really, I felt violated, you know, that somebody had taken this flower, even though it wasn't mine, and it's really not, it's a flower pot. I mean, seriously. But I really thought it was the person whose flower pot it was that came back and got it. But then I thought, well, that person has a character flaw, because why wouldn't you tell me you came back and got the flower pot? Because I'm going to notice it's gone. So the whole thing to me is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. But I think this relates back to earlier in the show when you said that a girl doesn't buy a guy flowers. This is your secret admirer, and they planted you a bunch of flowers.
Oh, there you go.
See when that comes back to bite you? Right there.
Yep.
It's a big circle. So you think it could be a secret admirer type of thing?
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I don't like that. I don't need any admirers right now. I'm just fine, just, you know, day to day. Day to day. I see, I'm not like that one boy. She's the one. No. No. What's going to happen with him? What's going to happen with that poor boy?
I think we gave him the idea that 50% of marriages end in divorce. And
50%. And then after the first divorce, it goes up even higher.
Yes.
Yeah. Your second marriage is a 60% chance of divorce. Third marriage is a 70% chance of divorce. And fourth marriage is a 90% chance you'll end up in prison for killing the other person. That's how bad it gets. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's ridiculous.
So, Carrington, for the woman's perspective on this whole thing, what do you think? Should the boy be asking the girl after a year because she's the one to marry? They've never lived together. They don't know each other. They're young. Why ruin a life so early?
Yeah, if your perspective is this is ruining my life, I think you probably shouldn't do that.
I'm sure it's not his perspective, because he was all love bomb the other night. I could see it in his eyes. There was bombs of love, and she's the one, and I got to save a lot of money to buy a ring that's eventually going to be hawked at the pawn shop by her. It's just bad. I feel bad for the boy.
I told him to propose with a ring pop, because if she says no to a ring pop, she doesn't deserve an actual ring.
Isn't that a Taylor Swift song?
Paper rings.
Paper rings. Right, if she can't do it with paper, then we don't need to get this done. Why does it have to be a diamond?
I've talked about this before. There's actually, in one of my classes, I learned about it. There was this whole, like, De Beers diamond company, and they had all the diamonds, and so that's the way they, like, marketed it, and they were like, hey, diamond equals marriage and love, and that's why.
Now, what if a boy gave you a paper ring? Would that be enough?
With an expectation of, like, something nicer in the future?
Marriage.
Oh, that's the only thing?
That's it. That's all you're getting. Because we're in love, is what the boy's saying, and you're the one, and he's never met anybody like you, so we don't need diamonds. Here's a paper ring.
Yeah, I kind of think so. It's like if you think that they're the one, maybe you're spending your money other ways.
Oh, that's not... Yeah, I don't know. Put a lie detector on that. I don't know if that's the truth. I just don't see that. Do you think that's true, Matt? No, you don't. True or false?
Probably false.
False. What do you think, Sean?
I'm going to have to go with her on that.
You think she'd really, if the boy just gave her...
I think she would. I mean, a lot of women would do that if they are really in love.
I think that she thinks she would.
I think she thinks she would.
But I don't think she would if it actually came
to... No, not a chance.
I think there could be a future argument about it, but in the moment, would I agree to it? It depends. It depends on the situation. I can't say.
You know, I know somebody who got married multiple times, and I'm talking multiple. And I've always believed that the reason they got married multiple times is because they can't say no to a proposal. It's a very awkward moment to say no.
Yeah, I think you say yes in the moment and then you have a conversation later. You're like, oh, never mind.
So you would say yes to the boy even if you didn't want to marry him in the moment.
It depends. Is there a big public scene?
I don't know. People do like videos now when they propose to people.
Yeah, but if it's just like you and him and maybe, you know, a secret photographer, I think you can say no then. It's not like you're embarrassing him. If you really don't want to.
You're never going to see him again.
No, probably not. But if you're really set and then you don't want to marry the person, why would you say yes and then say no later?
But listen, if the boy is asking you to marry him, he clearly thinks you're going to say yes. And when you say no, he is gone. He is out of town. He's in another state.
Yeah, I don't think there's that many surprise proposals anymore. I feel like most of the time, the girl knows it's coming.
Well, I didn't know it was coming. I didn't even know it happened.
No comment.
That's all I'm saying, and I'm telling you, it drove me away. I hate to say that.
Yeah, he called me up one day and said, I gotta move.
I gotta get out of here, because I all of a sudden, I felt like I was in one of those rooms with no air. You know, because I felt like we're going to have to start talking about marriage now, and heaven knows that ain't going to happen, so I got to get out of here. You know, and it's weird because my parents married, you know, no divorce there. My grandparents, you know, long-time marriages. I don't know why I have that. It's not a phobia. It's more of an enlightened perspective on life. But I've always felt that way.
Interesting.
You've never been married?
I haven't.
Never been married?
I don't want to.
Nope, and don't want to. Now, see, you got to hold on to it, though. You got to hold on to that. So, it's blowing right by here. We're almost to the end of the program tonight. Isn't that amazing? So, Carrington, have you really enjoyed it? Or are you going to go tell other people that was a nightmare?
No, I think I've had a good time. I know I've had a good time. I think it's gone well.
And you'll be back next week?
Yeah, I hope so.
You hope?
I'm going on vacation at some point.
We understand that. We understand that. That vacations are doable. We understand that. But you'd be glad to be a part of the show.
Yeah, I would love to.
This is great. So the question we always ask at the end of the night is, what have you learned? Because we like to be an educational show at one point here. And we hope we've learned, spread some something tonight. We'll come to you last, since you're the new one. All right, Sean, what have you learned during this two-hour broadcast?
I learned that marriage is not good.
We've discussed that before.
Yeah.
It's filled with pitfalls and tumultuous downturns.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Matt, what have you learned tonight?
I learned that Taylor Swift concerts are about $500 a piece.
Oh, people crying. No, $1 billion for front seat rows. Front row seats. Billion. B. Billion dollars. Can you believe that? Something. All right, Swifty.
I've learned that you should always discuss engagement before announcing it to everyone's families.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever do that, then, the boy?
Surprise an engagement?
Yeah.
No.
On Christmas Eve?
Absolutely not.
My Christmas was ruined.
That is a red flag. Like, if that happened to me, I think I would also be like, we got to get out of here. It's getting hot in this room.
Yeah, she's insane. She's not all there. She's not all there. Well, this has been a fun night tonight. Now, Matt... you got to have a sign-off in broadcasting. Now, my sign-off is heading for the dugout, but I'm not going to do that because Matt has a sign-off that we've been working on. And now, tell people why this is your sign-off, Matt.
What do you mean, tell people why it's my sign-off?
That's a little angry to you. Are you coming at me with a little angry here at the end of the show?
I'm just confused by your statement.
Where did this sign-off come from?
George Kasotis.
George Kasotis, because
Because we were talking to George about whether or not we were talking about, to George about, because the Founding Fathers said that they think in 200 years we will have forgotten the sacrifice that was made to make America America. And then George brought up the fact that every time he comes to the radio station, he has to get on Washington Street to cross Delaware Avenue.
And the founding Washington crossed the Delaware too. So when you come to this radio station, Washington, you have to Washington. It's where Washington crosses the Delaware. That's really what we're going to say here. So your sign off is what? Now don't do it yet. It's you know where Washington crosses the Delaware, right?
Yep.
Do you need a little rehearsal? Because you know sign offs are important.
I think I got it.
Are you sure you got it?
Pretty sure.
Okay. You got everybody's name?
Yep.
Okay.
Don't put me last.
And yeah, you left. You know, the order is very, very important. The order is very, very important. All right, now, I just want to let everybody know the little programming notes here. We'll be back next Friday night. Carrington, Matt, Sean, and myself, I think, will be back next Friday night having a great time and all kinds of discussions. A new top 10 list, hopefully, from Bob and Columbus. Jesus. And we will have one less chair next week, but don't worry about that. We'll be sitting on the floor next week. That's what will be happening. Next week on the morning show, you'll want to tune in because we're going to have big guests next week and some guests I can't even tell you about, but they're going to be on next week, and you're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. 8 to 10 every morning on this station. Okay, Matt, you ready?
I am.
Okay, you're signing us off for the week here. Go ahead.
For Matthew Morgan, Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, and Carrington Nelson...
So, oh, I knew we needed a rehearsal. Sean, I said
so
we needed
close.
To rehearse, didn't I?
I heard it.
We needed a rehearsal.
Oh, I thought
oh
I had
man.
It.
Oh, my.
Try again.
All right, All right. We'll give it to you again.
For Matthew Morgan, Scott Spears, Sean Kraft, Carrington Nelson, and everybody else at WWGH, where Washington crosses the Delaware, thanks for listening.
There you go. You got it. Got it. All right, so... Is everybody happy with the show tonight?
Absolutely.
Everybody good? All right. So, now for Sean Kraft, for Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson, Scott Spears, and the whole WWGH gang, we're going to have a great weekend. We're heading for the dugout. See, I had to come after you. That's the way it goes.
And we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH.